Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And look, we got Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Barry Ziboder rounding out the crew right now. The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is in full effect here on this Thanksgiving weekend, a kickoff to the holiday, you know, shopping season. And remember to give the gift of scuba. That's always a thing that you want to. Have you guys already got all your gifts taken care of by going into your local dive center? I assume you have, right?
Yeah, I've got my Captain Morgan spice rum and my eggnog sitting right here.
Okay.
I need to know when the Scuba Radio store is going to be restocked.
Well, yeah, we cleaned it out there at the DEMA show, giving away thousands of dollars.
Yeah, we gave everything away.
Did you get some triple extra large shirts?
No, I don't have any of those. We have nothing. But there are a few things. If you want to go to scubaradio.com, you can pick up a shirt or two. I don't think we have triple X.
Yeah,
no.
An extra small something.
Yes. I see someone's on, what is this, the hotline? You dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, who's this? You're on the air. Hello.
You know who it is.
Oh, geez.
You know who I am.
Ho, ho, ho.
And you know what I'm capable of.
The Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has arrived for the season. Yeah,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
But, Greg?
Yes?
I'm a little concerned.
About what?
There's nobody at the DEMA show. I'm at the show.
Wait a minute.
It's Orlando this year, right?
Right. That was 2 weeks
ago.
Okay,
I'm in Orlando, and there's nobody here.
Well, yeah, last time we saw
you.
Yeah, we were in the Bahamas aisle for the happy hour party on Friday afternoon at the DEMA show. Are you telling me right now you're still there?
Yeah, of course. I came to celebrate the magic of DEMA.
Okay.
Do you know what day it is?
Yes, of course I do. It's Saturday, right?
Well, yeah, you got that much,
day?
Right? Mm-hmm.
Listen, Sailor, listen.
You know what, too, Harry? Saturday night is all right for fighting.
Okay. He just called Barry Harry, didn't he?
Get about as oiled as a diesel train, Barry.
All right. So, let me get this straight. Last we left the Drunken Santa, which I guess we can, he's a Santa now because it's the holiday Christmas season, was in the happy hour party there in the Bahamas aisle at the DEMA show. And that's where you are to this moment, which was like 2 weeks ago, by the way.
They didn't sweep him up with the rest of the trash?
No, really.
Are you serious?
They cut around the carpet right there.
Oh, geez. Better there than here.
I got my days mixed up.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you saw us get our... You were there to celebrate us getting our big Diving Community Champion Award at the DEMA show, right?
So that wasn't a mermaid I just spent the night with last night.
Well, we had two of them there, Kristen and Mariah.
I
got to
figure out who that was last night.
Well, it was one. If you slept with a mermaid, that was a definite upgrade for you. But
it
I can't
was
imagine
an Aquaman stand.
No, I'm saying it wasn't a mermaid.
It wasn't.
You said there's nobody here.
Oh, there's not now. No, they would have left 2 weeks ago along with everyone else. It was probably one of those Teamsters at the Orange County Convention Center. Was he kind of hairy?
He missed Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I did think she had quite a few carabiners.
Okay.
I'm not sure why.
That is strange. That is strange. Well, anyway.
But I thought they were earrings.
Yeah, you missed Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving, I guess. But now it's Christmas, so are you going to go out there and celebrate the holidays and ring your little bell and make the good
ring
little voice?
Ring your little bell?
Yeah, do your Santa gig. Make a few
bucks.
Have
you got your yellow Santa outfit out yet?
Oh, boy.
Santa sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake.
Yeah.
And you guys are all on my naughty list for not letting me stay here.
No, we absolutely let you stay there. You leave
no man behind.
I don't think
he was sleeping so good.
Yeah,
Black Hawk down. Black Hawk down over.
We weren't going to claim him.
I am in need of air assistance.
Okay.
Look, Drunken Santa, you are a yellow hawk down.
I beg your pardon.
I don't know.
I don't even know who this is. I'm speaking to.
That'd be Jerry the diver guy. Yeah.
Don't eat the yellow snow.
Let him. He didn't like it would hurt him with all this other stuff.
Hey, Santa, I've still got a carton of eggnog with your name on it from last year.
Oh.
So when
now,
you come down,
now we're talking.
Okay.
Casey
is going to take you in over there on the West Coast.
Like eggnog. It's more like eggnog chunks now.
Huh. Yummy.
Yeah, it's for Santa. He won't know.
Okay.
Fax me the address.
All right. Well, there. You got three places to stay. You'd stay with Jerry the Diver Guy in the mountains of Virginia. You'd stay with Casey the Tobacco Nut on the west coast of Florida. Or Barry Zibugger. You can go do some lobster diving with him down there in South Florida and stay there through the holidays.
I'm heading back down to the Gomez Hilton.
You're going back down? No, you were. Are you really?
Gomez is closed.
It's down.
Well, no, it's
season.
It's going to be open for business when I get there.
Oh, it's high season. There's no rooms available at the Gomez Hilton right now, so that's why
you have to go to Barry's.
You're going to have to go to Barry's.
I hang out at the Tiki Hut outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not supposed
to. That's not a problem.
I find it very accommodating.
Yeah. Well. All right, I'm sure Mr. Gomez wouldn't appreciate that. So
let me put it this way, Craig, the pool is open.
Okay. All right. Well,
the pool is open and Santa's coming.
All right. Well,
get some detergent.
Yeah.
Woo!
Break out the antibiotics.
Hey, Santa, I want you to know I've got a couple Scuba Radio cigars for you when I catch up with you at the holidays.
All right.
Don't encourage him.
So you know I'll smoke him if you got him.
He'll smoke him if you got him. Fair enough.
Send him to Greg's house.
All right. Well, just, you know what? Stay where you are, or just stay as far away from the studio as possible for the holidays. That would be your gift
to us. Come to the studio. Got it.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's just get rid of him and just turn him off. That's enough of that. Did I apologize before we started the show today, or right?
No,
up
actually, you asked for it. You wondered where he was.
No, you answered the phone.
Are you going to send an Uber to pick him up, or are you just going to let him walk all the way?
I'll let you deal with that. Okay.
Oh, thanks.
All right, let's just change gears and talk to someone a little bit more intelligent, and that would be Mermaid Mariah. She was helping us out at the Dima Show. She is on via FaceTime audio right now. Mariah, how are you? And welcome.
Hi, doing well.
Okay, so you were nice enough to lend your mermaiding skills to our, you were there at the Bahamas Happy Hour party, which I assume you ran into the drunken Santa, and I apologize for him. We left him there, but
he was very nice.
Well, really? Well, you just don't know him that well.
There's a obviously. First for everything.
Exactly.
Must have been his first beer of the day.
Yeah. Well, we left him there at the Orange County Convention Center, but you made your way back down south to plan for your next mermaid school or mermaiding school. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. We're having a grand opening coming up here pretty soon.
All right. So we alluded to this a little bit on the show when we, produced our show from the show floor of the Dima Show. But basically, you're a full-time mermaid, and now you are sharing this skill with other would-be mermaids on how to properly be a mermaid. Is that the deal of this school or what?
Yes, that is right. It's an SSI free dive swim center, and it's located in Alamorada, and we do specifically mermaid certification training.
How about that? And that entails what? Obviously a lot when it comes to free diving and being able to look graceful underwater, I would assume, right?
We do. We have several options. We have our Tri Mermaid, which gives you just a little bit of a get your feet wet kind of a thing, all the way up to Ocean Full Fledged Certification, which teaches you free dive basics, mermaiding basics, advanced techniques, how to look beautiful underwater.
How to sell your soul to the sea witch so you can exchange your legs for tails, all that kind of cool stuff, right?
Well, how to even become the sea witch so you can get other people's feet.
All right. Well, hey, we got some people that want to do this, and we'll dive a little deeper into it next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What's the family plan for Christmas this year?
Five bowls of flushing?
Four roids of throbbing? Three nose hairs waving?
Two children starving?
Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio,
I love it.
Scuba Radio,
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, that'll take way too much time to explain. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy holidays to you. Make the most of it by giving the gift of scuba. Or maybe it's a mermaid class. You got someone who wants to be a mermaid, and now you have an option to do that. Mariah is our guest right now. Mermaid Mariah, and she has a school. It's down in Isla Mirada. That's where you're doing this class in a couple weeks. Is that right, Mariah, or what?
Yes, that's right. We're going to be based out of the Islander Resort.
Aha. Uh-huh. So that's where Sky Slate is down there with her dive operation. She does a snorkel operation with Captain Slates and all those folks down there. And you guys go down there, take people out snorkeling. But in this case, I don't know, what, a 2 or 3 day course? Or how long does it take to go through this mermaid class that you're teaching?
Well, the little one is a 2 day course, and the big one is a 3 day course, which gives you the full access to the ocean. We actually go on Sky's boats and Slate's boats in the 3 day course, so you get to have the whole reef included too. It's actually a lot of fun.
So, does it include a mermaid tail, or it's a bring your own tail kind of thing, or what? What do you do exactly?
You can bring your own if you have your own. We do provide them for the course if you want, and you can buy them through the Mystical Mermaid, which is our retail shop, which is located right around the corner from the Islander as well. We actually go over there and show you mermaid accessories and an underwater makeup tutorial as part of the class as well in the higher level.
Now, Mariah is pretty impressive in that regard too, because she doesn't just don the mermaid tail. She goes crazy with the in a good way. Where you have like a whole makeup scheme that kind of makes you look even more mermaid-like with scales and things on your face. And I don't know, you had a pretty elaborate makeup thing going on there at the Dima show.
I want scales on my face, Greg. Can she make me look like a mermaid?
Well, yeah. Do you discriminate against idiots like these Scuba Radio Scuba Squad members?
Can you make mermen?
We do. We have a merman instructor.
You do? Okay.
Can I ask a real question?
Go ahead, Barry. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you feel that you swim better with the single flipper as opposed to the two flippers that us divers use?
You mean monofin? Yeah.
Monofin.
It's a different kind of swimming.
Right.
It is a different kind of swimming.
It's a tail, Barry. It's a tail.
Let me listen to the professional.
Okay.
I have done two rescues in a tail before.
Really?
One was a surface tow, and one was distract a diver who was about to panic by swimming in front of him as a mermaid and completely redoing his brindle. He was about to panic, and so I just distracted him like, hey, no, look at the mermaid instead. Don't think about what you're doing. And then slowly corkscrewed him up to the surface in a controlled ascent.
Wow, I've never heard of a mermaid rescue before, but it sounds like that's what
I am impressed.
You did there, Mariah, huh?
Well, that's what we're about. We're about making mermaiding safe.
Okay. I would think just the opposite would happen, though. When we throw our mermaids into the water, usually it causes, especially sometimes the guy's heart has a tendency to kind of go off the chart.
And you do have to learn. You do have to learn
to control your emotions, I guess. Yeah, but
she did say she distracted him,
right?
So I'm sure when he saw her, his jaw dropped, and he goes, "I'm going to die happy."
Okay,
and she saved him. Yeah,
they do that.
Okay, Barry, creepy Barry.
Way to make it awkward.
Oh, okay, God help you.
Yeah, but you can actually take guys like Barry. Jerry or Casey, and turn them into mermen. You can. What would that entail? Would that does that entail putting them in a mermaid tail? And that
it does. Yes, we put you in a mermaid tail or a merman tail.
Yeah,
and we teach you the same swimming techniques.
Well, would we not be like a beached whale class or something?
Yeah. Is there like a manatee school
know Merman Manatee. He's one of my friends.
What? There is such a person or merman?
Yes. His name is Mermanatee. He's actually a very sweet guy.
I'm sure he is. But is he kind of large around the, midsection or something that gives him that kind of look? Or he just decided
to... Is he a beach twill
when he's laying there?
Okay. Yeah. Well.
All right. I've got it. Great. Next Dima in New Orleans. Yeah. We three are mermen.
Yes, and I'll teach you underwater makeup
too.
The booth. Perfect.
Oh, Barry's going to be excited. He's going to be like Aquaman.
Aquaman did not have a single fin.
Uh huh.
That is true.
I don't know how mermen don't have single fins.
So you're saying that you would prefer to be more Aquaman like than a manatee? Is that what you're saying, Barry?
Yeah, and I could build a trident for poking the mermaid. The mermaid, he's next to me.
All right,
there'll be no poking.
Jerry, yes, and I in fins, bare chested, with Aquaman Barry between us.
No, okay, do not vision that. No,
I'll tell you what. If you guys do that, I can guarantee you will have nothing to do with the marketing division of Scuba Radio at the Dina Show next year. We're gonna have to distance ourselves.
Maybe I just need to come down there and let her make me beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that's not going to happen.
You're asking for the impossible. Come on, let's be real. Right. But back on track. I mean, honestly, you know, this mermaid stuff has really taken on a life of its own. And, you know, it is a big, you know, there's people all around the world doing these mermaid schools now. So this is kind of, you're kind of on that wave. Am I right there, Mariah? And you're just kind of helping to share the love of mermaiding, so to speak, that people are into that kind of thing? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I started mermaiding about 4 years ago when I was just free diving and got found underwater by a photographer who said, "Hey, you look like a mermaid. You should do this." Hmm. And I agreed and thought I should. And then I looked into the training options and there really weren't any. And as a pharmacist from my background before I got into this, I always thought training was very, very important. So I've been looking for a proper training program for quite a while. And then SSI built one. And I started working with SSI, and I discovered how good the training is there. And it's been going great from there. And it's been super fun, and it's been repeatable, and it's been really nothing but good things.
Yeah.
And it's been so much more fun. And, I mean, even now you can get, like, mermaid-scale backpacks. I mean, it's amazing.
It is. It's a whole world of mermaiding. And, you know, you might as well go to school for it.
Twice as fun.
Exactly.
When you really know what you're doing.
Well, I love it.
To be able to do bubble kisses... Who doesn't want to know that?
Oh, these guys do. I don't really want to see it.
Oh, but. I need some bubble kisses.
Oh, God.
God help us all.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so Mermaid Mariah's school, they're doing their soft opening December 7th. You can go to oceansirens.com for more information, or just go to the Islander Resort website down there in Isla Mirada. And who knows, maybe you'll see Jerry the Diver Guy or Barry or Casey the Tobacco Nut in Mermaid School. Is that on your list?
Shirtless.
I mean, try to make it sound appealing, Casey. Don't blow it, okay?
But no. You know something, Greg? Yeah. It's a beautiful resort. I've been down to the Islander. That's one of the places my wife and I had visited a number of times.
Yes. Well, they just went through a major renovation, too, in the last year or so since the hurricane there down in that.
Yeah, it's been – they did one renovation, and I think they did another one, but it's one of the nicest resorts down there.
Absolutely.
It's on the ocean side, and they actually have a sandy-type beach there, so it's a nice place to stay.
That's why you can't return, right?
Quiet, young man.
Yeah,
they have
well,
you blocked.
They have a nice sandy beach there. One of the, you know, it's a sandy area where it'd be good for mermaid pictures.
So, absolutely, yeah. I've seen weddings there, too. So
or
it's a
mermen or manatee men.
And mermen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was
I'm going to do it. I'm going to go down there.
You get that beach quail look.
Yeah, just warn us before you do there, Casey, okay. So we can avoid
I was looking at the pictures. I don't think I could wear a single tail, you know, single fin like that. It just seems... too confining.
Too restrictive? You want to be more free? Is that
like,
what you're saying?
Barry? I like both. Yeah, I want both legs working. I just...
Well, I don't think they're going to let you wear your mankini.
No, I wouldn't wear that out there anyhow. I'd scare all the mermaids away.
Yeah, it would. It'd scare a lot of things away. All marine life. Anything living, period, probably. Just the mental image you've created for everyone listening right now is very disturbing. And,
okay, go run away.
Yeah, let me kind of reset. Think something else. Pretty flowers. Diving Christmas. In an exotic location. Anything to block out that image. All right.
Me and that speedo.
Yeah, stop it! More coming up. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Ooh, is that fruitcake? Oh, I love fruitcake.
I am Christmas.
Scuba Santa, to sleep is not go under the tree. For me, being another dive girl, Scuba Santa, but we can still go diving tonight.
This is not an artificial tree. This is aluminum.
Scuba Santa, there's something I think you should know. I show, 'cause Scuba Radio. Hey, Scuba Santa, so listen and we go diving tonight. So listen and we go dive tonight. I will be waiting.
That is Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. We haven't heard from her in a while, which explains why just that song is pretty much the reason. She's tone deaf, beautiful as a button, but God bless her. You know, but the holidays, we feel obligated to abuse our listeners with that kind of nonsense. But we warned you up front. Okay, look, moving on.
Just the holidays? We do it all the time.
Well, okay, I guess there's that there, Casey.
You get a double dose in Christmas holidays.
That's true. It's a little, you know,
it's a
like
special gift, Barry.
Yeah, a very special gift. Like, now, you hear the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Jerry the Diver Guy. And now
I'm
we have
this time.
Scuba Matt has joined us. Now, I hadn't heard from Matt in some time. A few years ago, I think it was your son. Isn't that right?
Yep.
He had a band.
And Car on Fire.
Car on Fire was the name of the band. And he had did a, he did this song called Scuba Matt, right? And it was about you, about his dad. And he sent me a copy of the song. We played it on the show before. And it was kind of like a punk rock scuba tune. And it was impressive. I mean, whatever it takes to promote diving, whether it's a punk rock song about diving, we'll play it. And we have. But Matt is on Scuba Radio now with us via FaceTime. And he came up to me at the DEMA show as well. So I wanted to bring him on and catch up with him because it's been a while. You kind of had a hiatus from the dive industry for a while. Is that right there, Matt?
A little bit, yeah. I've been doing different things. Actually got my captain's license for a while. And
Boating. Is that it?
Been on the driving side instead of the diving side.
I see. Okay. But you're up there, what, in the Panhandle? Is that where you are? In Florida?
I'm
in L.A. In where?
L.A.
Oh, L.A. Oh, well,
Alabama.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I was going to say, wow, I don't remember him saying.
He fell for it.
Yeah, well, okay.
Right on.
Yeah, but you were there at the DEMA show this a couple weeks ago. And hanging out with our crew at Happy Hour in the Bahamas Isle, and you came up to me and said, "Hey, man, you know, it's been a while." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, how you doing?" And we're catching up as we do at the DEMA show. It's kind of like a family reunion kind of thing.
So you didn't know who he was?
No, of course I did. As soon as he explained, you know, at first he came up and I had to kind of connect some dots. But as soon as he mentioned, "Hey, I did," you know, my son did the Scuba Matt song, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, of course." And it all came rushing back. And
you had no clue.
I
no
did clue. Not. You guys are liars. Don't believe a word they say there, Matt. I do. I vividly remember that time. Right. But you said you'd gotten distracted over the last few years, but you're getting back into the diving world, so to speak. And you had asked me about a housing for iPhones. Is that what it was? Or cell phones or what?
It's for all type of smartphones. I just happened to stumble across it. A week or two before DEMA.
Yeah.
And I reached out to the company to see if they were going to be down in Orlando for DEMA. And I guess with the budgeting or whatever, where they are in their process, they just started a Kickstarter. So they weren't going to be there. Long story short. So I was like, you know, I can try and get their information out here and there. So they actually sent me a unit with the Lycon guys. They're from Seoul.
Okay.
So, and actually, they sent more than one. And I was trying to hook up with you because I was going to pass on just for, you know, I didn't know what the rules are with all the legal stuff and
what to give me free stuff. You mean what are the rules with that?
Sure. To try the product, you know, the same thing I'm going to do. I'm really interested.
You have to give one to each of us.
Ah, there. See, that's how it works.
I would if they magically sent me more, I would gladly freely give as I freely got, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, basically, though, you know, there's a lot of companies doing this right now, but you found this company, what, online or something? Or what?
How did Facebook. I'm not really an avid Facebook other than, I guess, just a kind of poke around here and there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the name is similar to some other funny joke names, Diveroid.
Yeah,
I guess it's the, you know, near that Hyperoid helmet.
Yes, the Hydroid or the
Hydroid or
yeah, what did I know, call similar, it last week?
So we all have our jokes or whatever. Mm-hmm, I think what they were going for was the diver and then like the roid, like a Android computer. I don't know.
Yes. Got it.
So, but anyway, it seems to be very interesting. The actual computer part is the Diveroid Mini, and that interacts with several. It's a Bluetooth attachment, so it works with your smartphone to, you know, turn your phone into a computer.
Got it. And yeah, there's been some companies that do that, and uses Bluetooth to communicate with the phone and the controls on the housing. I guess is what you're saying, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Because it only has three buttons, but you have a dive mode, camera mode,
video dive computer mode, maybe even some of them are doing dive computers.
Yes. Right. You have the in the dive computer mode, it's dive mode, camera mode, and video mode.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
And
I mean,
then they have kind of like a cool logbook afterwards.
Right.
And they're coming next month with the color correction for the photos, so you don't have to have the filters. They're going to do all that digitally and I guess post, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to tell you, you know, the technology is crazy what's happening, you know, with those type of devices. I've played with a couple of them the last few years, and I've had a problem sometimes with the communication between that Bluetooth interface and your phone and the housing and that kind of stuff. But you know, those are just little bugs of technology that they'll work out. But I think that's the future. I mean, I do. Take, you know, whether you shoot a GoPro or you want to go a little bit more professional on your underwater video and pictures taking and that kind of stuff, obviously that category is still going to be out there. But for someone just wanting to go down and get a few pictures or video for social media or whatever, I would think taking your phone is going to be the way to go, with the exception of you don't want to lose it. Because the phones are getting more and more expensive, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the big problem is that they're up to $1,000 for some models.
Right.
I don't know if I'd want to take it underwater.
Well, I have. I don't have a problem losing stuff like that, but I could see how people.
You have an unlimited budget.
Yes. I'm filthy rich, as everyone knows listening to the show. Yeah.
But, we knew it.
Time you admit it.
Yeah. But, I mean, so that was what appealed to you, though, right, Matt? And you're like,
sure.
Hey.
You know, it's kind of the thing that everybody these days you're used to having your phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of I don't see it being if you're like technical or an instructor not being a primary, but I think a cool just to you know having your phone with you.
Sure,
it would be a neat thing to do.
Absolutely.
And if you're starting off, it's a good combination I think to mix cameras and computers and you know.
I agree.
I don't know. It seems to be pretty cool. I'm actually going to try it out later today. I'm going to go check out the bottom of a buddy's boat. And since I'm in the water, I'm actually going to get to play with it.
Okay.
Finally.
That doesn't sound
right.
Like
technical
the most
question.
Appealing dive in the world.
Hey, buddy. Yes, sir.
But go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Matt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's say you get one. Where would it be serviced if you have a problem with it? Do you have to send it back to the company or are there local places here in the States?
Right now, I don't think that they have stateside capabilities yet, but I know that they're and again, I've just kind of scratched the surface and kind of a last minute thing before DEMA. I think their plans are to do maybe team up with Lycan. I guess they were friends from high school or something.
They'll set up a dealer network and infrastructure to cover those kind of bases.
Yeah, that's good.
Right. But, you know, the thing is, those things aren't that expensive. We're only talking like a couple $100, right? Something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. The price point on these housings now have come down so cheap. It's like, yeah, okay, sure. If it were to fail on you, it's not the end of the world. It's not like, you know, the cost of a $1,000 phone or a $3,000 housing anymore. So, you know, it's a category.
Depends on the fail.
Depends on it. Well, yeah, but you figure most of the new phones are waterproof to a certain extent, too. So there's not going to be a lot of failing going on.
Well, that's true.
The way I see it. I think it's good stuff. All right, Scuba Matt and the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. More with them next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio.
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Friendly reminder to save yourself a headache there at the mall. Just go into your local dive center here on Small Business Saturday and get a gift certificate to learn how to dive.
And I got certificates at Mountain Divers. So
all right.
Come on in.
Mountain Divers or any dive center in your neck of the woods, they can hook you up just like Jerry. And you can get the gift that keeps on giving this holiday season. All right. Scuba Matt is with us on Scuba Radio right now. We hadn't heard from him for a while, and he came up to me at the DEMA show. Now, you're up there, you said, I thought you were up there by the Panhandle, which is close enough, I guess, because you were saying Louisiana, right?
No, L.A.
L.A., lower...
Lower Alabama.
Lower Alabama, okay. All right, so you're in the Florida-Bama line. Am I right, Ryan, around that area?
So if you go
area?
Out to the very end of the Panhandle.
Is that your diving neck of the woods? Or
Destin, Fort Walton Beach,
okay.
Panama City.
Yeah, Florida-Bama line, right around there, right?
Close enough. Pensacola is probably a little closer to the Florida-Bama line.
Okay, so do you get out there and dive like the Oriskany and some of those wrecks?
I have not dove the Oriskany, but I grew up, cut my teeth in Panama City. I was basically an anchor, deckhand on a dive boat during the weekends.
Yeah. So and that was how you stayed wet. You just worked with the dive center there and jumped in the water when you could, huh?
On the weekends, every weekend.
So now you're doing that again? You're kind of getting back into it after a little hiatus or what?
I'm kind of getting back into it. Well, you know, we're here at the end of the season. So mm-hmm. You know, looking to definitely get RU for Scuba up and running. That was my big thing that I tried. I retired from the Air Force in 2009.
Yeah.
Started a Discover Scuba was my business model, just doing Discover Scubas at certain resorts near here.
Okay. Like as an independent instructor or?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And
well, that's
just
good.
So happened that they had this big oil spill that kind of killed any opportunity in 2010. So
yeah.
That kind of got off to a really wet noodle start.
Got it. But you're ready to kind of circle back and get back into it and kind of set that business up. And that's what you were doing is laying the groundwork for that or reconnecting with folks at the DEMA show a couple weeks ago, right?
Oh, yes. And also, interesting enough, my course director that we met in Turkey, and I actually did my IE in Istanbul. We ended up, he's over in Mexico Beach, Florida. He got taken out by the hurricane, the last one.
Yeah.
And we've reconnected, and I did compressor maintenance with him as well. So across the Panhandle, we do all the Bauer fire station, dive shops, low pressure, you know, so dive compressor stuff.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's cool. So you reconnected with him and you're kind of, you know, setting up a plan here for the next few months to kind of get wet again and get a little bit more active in the dive industry. So from your perspective, let me ask you this. From the DEMA show a couple weeks ago, it had been a while since you had interacted with the industry. What were your impressions coming back after, you know, an extended hiatus? Did you feel pretty positive about everything that you experienced or what?
Yes, but I mean, the past DEMAs, there seemed to be a little bit more of a excitement of, you know, a buzz.
Yeah.
That it seemed to be a little bit lacking during this show.
Well, you didn't. There was plenty of buzz going on during happy hour in the Bahamas.
Well, of course it was. But I mean, you know, not quite as much as in the past that I noticed. I mean, it wasn't that it
from
was
what
dead.
You remember. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think it's dead. I don't think it's dying, but.
Right. Now, I don't think it. I mean, the numbers are up. We've shared the numbers for the DEMA show. It's definitely trending in the right direction. And, you know, they're predicting big, big things for the DEMA show in New Orleans next year.
Right.
Then they expect to break all kinds of records. And just because it hadn't been there in so many years, I think that's a big novelty element that's going to come into play. I don't know. Casey, what do you think? You were there, well, briefly. You didn't get to spend a lot of time.
Were you there for all the stuff we threw into the crowd? We threw away more stuff this year.
Lots of stuff.
Ever.
Yeah. Over like $30,000 worth of trip giveaways and gear and all kinds of. You get your hands
Greg
on
would
any
let
of
us keep any of it.
That's true. Did you get your hands Never on any of that, Matt, or no?
I was the silly guy that was actually trying to be a good boy and going to school doing paddy courses and.
Ah, you were in the seminars as opposed
to. That would be a no, seminars. Matt.
Trying to weasel up to us. And
you missed all the good stuff.
Well, he missed.
I did.
There was definitely a lot of
Could
stuff.
Could I say something?
Go ahead, Barry, if you must.
No. Anyone ever going to let me in? Okay. No. First of all, Matt, thank you for your service. And what did you do in the Air Force?
I was administration and ended up doing the last 10 years in computers. That
I
was
thought you were a dive instructor in the Air Force or something.
Well, I mean, I was on my time.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
My 9-to-5 job was office environment, and I'm not an office environment lover.
I don't think anybody is. It sounds like you've put in your time, and you deserve a break to go diving. Thanks for reaching out, Matt. I appreciate it. And we wish you the best in your scuba diving adventures over the next few months. And stay in touch. Keep us informed of how it progresses, okay?
Definitely will. Thanks,
Matt. Matt, you need to come on a liveaboard with us.
Yeah, come on a trip with us, Matt. He has his own theme song, you know.
We'll see if we can't dig it up somewhere.
Yeah, we'll play that next week in between all this Christmas nonsense that we throw in for the holidays. All right, well, look, that'll have to wrap it up for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.